Hey, Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
Well, welcome to an exciting Thursday, September 3rd, out here at Main Gate Square. What an honor it is to be broadcasting live from Main Gate Square, our newest sponsor here on the Menu Live. And we are here at Villa Thai Cuisine, located at 972 East University between Park and Euclid, for the first Thursday Art Walk. The first Thursday of every month, there is all kinds of stuff going on, and we are in the middle of all the action right down here just west of the U of A's main gate. As I said, I'm Matt Russell with Russell Public Communications, and I want to remind all of our listeners that if you're interested in following me on Twitter, if you want to know what I'm doing, where I'm going, what I'm eating, what I'm drinking, what I'm doing to who, please follow me on Twitter, and my handle is PRCEO, PRCEO. So you go to twitter.com/PRCEO and you can find me doing what all great radio hosts do, and that's telling you all the fun that I'm involved with. So excitement is in the air here at Main Gate Square, as I said, and that's where we're broadcasting live today for the first Thursday Art Walk. There's great food, great music, great wine and beer tastings all around Main Gate. There is art by more than 30 local artists. It's on display and available for sale at many of the restaurants and retailers around Main Gate. For example, out at Art Alley, at Aveda Institute, at Cafe Luce, down at Geronimo Plaza, at People's Studio Gallery, at Sinbad's Mediterranean, at Sultan Palace. We've got art and music and entertainment for virtually every age down here at Main Gate Square, so it's an honor for us to be down here. We're going to be talking with a couple of artists live who have their works of art on display and available for sale. We're going to be talking a little bit about their work, their philosophy, their styles. We're going to be talking with the one and the only, the woman who has made so much of this possible, Miss Vila Gerald from Vila's Thai Cuisine, is going to be spending the second half hour with us today talking about the tastes of Thailand and all the magic and wonder that represents. So come on down. This is the perfect time for you to come and take part in all the fun. Again, we are at Vila Thai Cuisine at 972 East University between Park and Euclid. Just come up the stairs. There's a wonderful wine tasting going on. We've got people, from virtually all walks of life are here sharing all of the fun today. I also want to take this time to remind all of our foodie listeners that the Tucson Culinary Festival is right around the corner. Again, October 1st through the 4th of this year, at a couple of places across Southern Arizona, we're going to be celebrating the great food, wine, spirit, and culinary world that Southern Arizona has to offer, sponsored by our good friends at the Tucson Originals. They invite you to experience the Tucson Culinary Festival. We're going to kick that off on Thursday, October 1st, at the Milagro Tequila World Margarita Championship down at the patio of Maynard's Market and Kitchen at the historic Train Depot. Again, that's on Thursday, October 1st. And yes, I will be down there broadcasting this show live as I watch some of the Tucson Original bartenders make the best that they have available in the world of tequila and the world of margaritas. So you don't want to miss that. Then on October the 2nd, on Friday the following day, there's going to be a reserve wine tasting there at the Canyon Cafe at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort. You're going to have the opportunity to taste some of the finest wine that's made today. You don't want to miss that. The party's going to continue on Saturday, October the 3rd, the Grand Tasting, and this is one event that you don't want to miss at the Grand Ballroom at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort. There's going to be over 40 restaurants represented there. There's going to be over 100 wines being poured, all kinds of pairings, and there's going to be a retail section, and there's going to be cookbooks that are going to be signed by authors and celebrities. Again, not one to miss. And then capping off the experience there on Sunday, October the 4th, is a brunch and a Copper Chef chef Challenge in the Kiva Ballroom of Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort. So again, this is an event that you don't want to miss. It's certainly one of the hallmarks and highlights of my year, October 1st through the 4th, the Tucson Originals Tucson Culinary Festival. Make sure to get your tickets today by visiting www.tucsonculinaryfestival.com. And I also want to give a quick shout out to our good friend Eric Orange of localwineevents.com. I'm certain he's reported on the wine tastings that we're going to be participating in this evening. But if you want to know what's happening in this area across Southern Arizona, what kind of food and wine related events, where the tastings are, are, where the judgings are going to be, you want to go to localwineevents.com. It's a national website, but you can drill down to Arizona, further drill down to Pima County, and you're going to find all the things that you want to know about where the wine tastings are tonight and throughout the week. And you can also subscribe there to their free newsletter. Their free e-newsletter is called The Juice, and that will be delivered to your email desktop on a fairly regular basis. So you don't want to miss any of the hot stuff that has that Eric Orange has going down at localwineevents.com. Again, we're down here at Villa Thai Cuisine at 972 East University Boulevard between Park and Euclid, and we have two of the artists that are going to be that are displaying their work tonight at various locations across across Main Gate. We've got Mr. Gonzalo Espinosa, and we have Mr. Bill Deaver, both of whom have got some incredible stories to tell about the work that they do and the styles and philosophies of their work. So, Gonzalo Espinosa, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Good afternoon. I'm Gonzalo Espinosa.
Oh, well,
it's still after the wine tasting.
Right. Well, it somehow my Spanish pronunciation gets better with each and every glass. So by the end of the show, I'm going to be fluent, sir.
Well, I hope you understand my English.
Okay. Well, listen, tell me, Gonzalo Espinosa, you've been an artist here in town for many years, and people can come down just this evening, come say hi, introduce themselves to you, and have a chance to see some of the works of art that you've created. Tell people where they can find your stuff right down here on Main Gate.
Well, we're in the People's Gallery, we call. We have three locations. And we show in different artists, not only myself, and local artists. So we're in Tyndall and University, right in the corner. We have a big gallery. We're showing at least 12 new artists at the gallery.
Great. And there's one particular piece that I saw here in the gallery that sort of has my name all over it. It's this wonderful American flag interpretation that you've done, and I was really captivated and compelled by your very unique style. For those people that are listening to us on AM 1330 The Jolt, and people all across the country that are listening live on www.tucsonsjolt.com, talk to us a little bit, Gonzalo Espinosa, about your style and about your philosophy of the works that you create.
Well, this is my new series of work, and I'm working on wood because materials is what make me work. I'm recycling some materials, but in this particular piece is a wax pencil over wood, so it's more like a drawing. I consider my piece this drawing, and it's blue and red, and my interpretations of the 50 states.
Wonderful. And your work, it tells a specific story, and just going into the gallery and seeing all of these manifestations of your inspiration, I'm interested to know, where is it that you come by your inspiration? How do you get inspired for the next piece of art that you're going to be working on?
Well, sometimes reading, or sometimes watching a movie, some phrases or some images, but most of
Hang tight, folks. We're just reconnecting with these guys. We'll have them right up.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course! Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation Svend Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, Svend Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svend Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svend Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svend Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svend Wine at BevMo or online at SvendWine.com. That's www.SvendWine.com. Svend Wine. Think outside the bottle.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications here on a beautiful September 3rd. This is First Thursday Art Walk down at Main Gate Square. I can't tell you how excited I am to be broadcasting live from Villa Thai Cuisine at 972 East University between Park and Euclid. All the action is down here. Excitement is in the air. We've got live music. We've got beer and wine tastings. We've got art exhibits. We've got wonderful conversation. People are solving the problems of the world down here on Main Gate. This is a full service operation. We're, right before we went to the break, we're talking to Bill Deaver, a widely known artist in these parts. Who was that news to you, Bill? I mean, this is called a setup now. This is how we work. A widely known artist whose work is readily available. It's on display out here at Main Gate at various locations. And we were just before the break, Bill, talking about your inspiration and how you come to develop sort of this classic, unique style that just you don't really see any other place.
Well, the long story behind it is that a few years back, I was with my children. They were in the marching band at Rincon High School, and I was at the football game and was bored, and decided that I would just see what I would do if I put my camera on a slow shutter speed and see what happened. And I started seeing colors and textures to life that I wouldn't otherwise expect. And at that time, I was in the middle of another series, so I didn't really pursue it, but I saw that as something that I wanted to come back to. And so in the last 3 years, I've been working to develop that style. And it really is about the energy and the motion that is life and the color that we see.
That's great. And what are some of the other locations that you mentioned? You're at the People's Gallery, but where around the community can people find your work?
Well, right now I'm showing my work just here at the People's Gallery.
Great.
Most of my stuff I've pulled off the walls, and I've got it at home, and I'm resorting it and restacking it. But in coming October, my work will be showing at the Espresso Art Cafe downstairs. I'm also looking to participate in some local showings that are coming up. So my work will be around.
Great. We're also here talking to Gonzalo Espinosa, whose work I've had the opportunity to see this evening. Again, a very compelling story. I'm interested to know, Gonzalo, as I'm sure all of our listeners are, how did you come to get into the world of art? I mean, have you've been painting since a young age, and this has always been a calling for you?
No, I think I started kind of late when I started my career in University of Guadalajara, doing my bachelor's in fine arts. But I've been painting around 30 years.
30 years. And so we've got a lot of young listeners out there who are on their way down here to First Thursday Art Walk at Main Gate. Again, at 972 East University, we're here at Villa Thai Cuisine. What advice do you have, sir, for any budding artist who, and I noticed there's a number of them here across the courtyard today. What advice do you have for someone who really thinks that they have a gift, that they've been, you know, blessed with this ability to communicate in a visual way? What advice do you have for them to follow their dreams?
Well, even if they have a gift, they have to prepare, they have to study, they have to read, because art is about study and research, especially when you have an idea or when you have a commission, when you're a professional, is the first thing you have to do, research and communicate and try to see other artists' work, go to the museum, but go to the School of Art.
Right, so classic training, a little bit of art, a little bit of science, and just pure grit will take you to a place where your dreams will come alive in a very meaningful way.
Yes, sir.
Gonzalo Espinosa and Bill Deaver, our guests here, are celebrity artists in the house here at On the Menu Live. Thanks again for coming out, to both of you. And again, come on by Villa Thai Cuisine and Main Gate Square to get to take part of all the action that's down here, the music, the live performances, the beer and wine tastings. My goodness, pinch me. I'm dreaming. Anyway, thanks again. Well, this week's Man on the Street segment caught me at one of my favorite places in Tucson, and as Labor Day approaches, this is for sure news that you can use. Listen up. Well, here we are on the menu live on the street, and Labor Day is just right around the corner, and that means one thing and one thing only. It's grilling time. And what better place to hear about grilling innovations and grilling tips and trends than from the showroom floor of the Flame Connection at 2736 North Campbell. That's on Campbell between Grant and Glenn on the east side. And I am here, ladies and gentlemen, with Rob Wilson, the general manager of the Flame Connection. Rob, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thank you very much.
So this is an exciting time of year. I mean, Memorial Day, July 4th, we're going into Labor Day. This is a very exciting time. I'm sure business is great with all the people thinking about grilling once again. But, you know, grilling and the world of grilling is so much more than just burgers and dogs. I'm imagining a lot of people out there are going to be doing that. But tell me a little bit about how the world of grilling is transformed beyond what people typically think is a basic Labor Day grill of hamburgers and hot dogs.
Well, going from hamburgers and hot dogs, there's a lot of different foods that you can cook. You're able to do rotisserie cooking, from smoking to cooking pizzas, flavoring your different grills, using a sear zone burner. There's a lot of different options that you can use on a barbecue rather than just cooking your regular hamburgers or hot dogs. From pizzas to cooking bread to... I've even heard a salad being cooked on a barbecue, so a lot of different options that you can do on a barbecue.
Yeah, great. So we have, everybody knows of Matt and Nancy Russell's passion for grilling, and in the spirit of transparency, I will tell everybody once again that yes, the Flame Connection did build our outdoor kitchen at home, and we use our alfresco grill all the time, and as a matter of fact, our backyard is our favorite room in our entire house, and we're out there regularly. I want you to tell us a little bit more about the sear zone, because when I bought my alfresco grill, I didn't have any idea what a sear zone was, but now looking back, 2 years, I can't imagine that I made it my lifetime without one. What is a sear zone, and exactly what is that doing to food?
A sear zone burner is a ceramic burner that can come with the barbecue, either with or without the barbecue. And the ceramic burner actually holds that heat in. When the gas comes out of a regular burner, it escapes and rises and goes through the barbecue. And a ceramic burner, it holds all that heat in. The temperatures of a ceramic burner get up to, on some grills, 1100 to 1300 degrees in about 3 minutes. So when you sear a piece of meat, you put it on one side for about 3 minutes, you put it on the other side for about 3 minutes, and it locks all those juices in. And then you can bring it over and slow cook it to get to the temperature you want to. But searing is a great way. A lot of the high-end restaurants also sear in a little bit different way, but it's getting hot very fast to trap all those juices in and glaze it over to give you that nice juicy steak.
Yeah, and we use our sear zone all the time. It's perfect for ahi, things that you just need a very quick, you want to do a sort of a seared rare ahi tuna. It's perfect. I will say, though, the first time we used ours, a little moth was kind of flying by, and the moth flew over the sear zone, and not the moth didn't just sort of drop and say goodbye to the world. The moth disappeared. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is hot. So when you want to get
get a really good crust on a ribeye or on a pork tenderloin or on a salmon or an ahi, the sear zone is something that really you can't miss when you come down here to the Flame Connection again at 2736 North Campbell. Talk to us a little bit, Rob Wilson, about the range of products that you have available here at the store. I mean, I'm looking around here now and I see a lot of grills at a lot of different price points with many different functions. What can you expect if you're coming into your showroom for the first time and you think, I think I want a new grill, what are my options?
There's several different grills that we have on the floor. When somebody walks into our store, we go through the barbecues. We have from low end, what I mean is not a lot of bells and whistles, starting at $699 up to $5,000 to even $10,000, depending on the features you want in a grill and the service you want behind it, which means that the customer friendly to be able to get into a grill, that you have lights and you have rotisserie and you have smoker box. We really go through our barbecues just to make sure that we get the right grill for you, who you're cooking for, how many people you cook for, the type of grill that you need and what fits in your budget. So we have a grill just about for everybody that needs a grill.
That's great. And I want you to talk to us a little about the differences between a smoker box, and of course my Alfresco has a smoker box, but there are also smokers where you're talking low and slow and you're thinking about when you're needing to slow smoke something for 12 hours, 18 hours. That's not what you're using your smoker box for. That's really more for a flavor enhancer. How does that work?
The smoker box is a little similar to your commercial smoker. It's just a faster smoke. It still gives you that. You can do, like on the Alfresco grill, when you do have a smoker box, you can get that cold smoke cook as well. It's just, as you still have some of that smoke escape, so it takes more wood to be able to smoke on your grill. On a commercial smoker, it's a small amount of wood for a long period of time at a very low temperature. And Alfresco, you still have that low temperature, but you don't have that small area where the smoke escapes from. So you're utilizing more wood to be able to smoke. But you can still smoke and cold smoke, or if you're slow cooking something, you can smoke as well.
Beautiful. Looking around here, among all of the grills and various features and functions, we're actually sitting up here conducting this interview at a beautiful countertop, and you really can transform someone's backyard into a fully operational kitchen that does more than just turn cold meat hot. I mean, what are some options that people have if they really want to take this seriously and say, I want to use my backyard for as much as I possibly can from an entertainment perspective? What kinds of things can you do in an outdoor kitchen beyond just a grill?
Well, let's back up a little bit. Usually if somebody comes into our store, we basically go through, figure out what kind of appliance that's just going to be needed for you, how far away you're going to be from the house, and figure out what appliances to put in, from refrigeration to doors and drawers to sealed cabinetry, to really take your indoor cooking outside and be able to use all your tools, everything you would use inside, to outside. So we come in and we pick our appliances out, figure out what we want to do. We actually come out to the house once we get an idea of the cost and what you want to do, and actually put a design together. We put our heads together, figure out a design. I come back to the office and have a nice program where we do a 3D dimensional drawing, and we come back out with a good result of what you're looking for and move forward from there.
And so some of the things that you can do on an outdoor kitchen are a fully operational bar where you've got a bar set up, you've got ice bins, you have accessory drawers. One of the things that we took advantage of is the opportunity to actually build a beer tap into our outdoor kitchen with a beautiful outdoor refrigerator. And I'll have to tell you, Rob Wilson, that novelty after 2 years has not yet worn off.
All right.
But we're out there regularly. So, I mean, I feel like right now I'm in a desert oasis. I mean, I'm sitting at this beautiful, beautiful countertop with beautiful Mexican tile, and I'm looking around and there's accessory lights and bars and there's side burners and there's fully set up bars. This is just incredible, and I just want to say kudos to what you're doing and to help us all really maximize our grilling weekend for Labor Day. Let's think ahead a little bit into the fall, though, because as the cool weather starts coming in, people are going to be thinking about spending a little bit more time outdoors at fireplaces, and here at the Flame Connection, you're not just about outdoor kitchens, you're fireplaces and more as well. What kinds of things are you doing in fireplaces these days?
Well, let's talk first outdoor fireplaces. We do outdoor fireplaces and outdoor fire pits as well. They're great for looks. They're very they're a big attraction getter. So when you have people come over, everybody seems to surround themselves around that. It's actually completing that outdoor room as well. So when you have an outdoor kitchen with a bar, sometimes it's also nice to have a fire pit incorporated or a fireplace, giving some warmth and also giving some looks to having a nice setup and a full outdoor room. So when it's cold outside, you are getting some heat. On the inside part of things, when it comes to fireplaces, it's zoned heating. So you can really get in, instead of having to turn your main furnace on, you can actually get a fireplace that you can turn on as a furnace and not have to turn that furnace on as well. So you can save yourself a few dollars as well. Large variety of different fireplaces, from linear to tall, to simple as just gas logs. There's nice contemporary gas stoves, to just a conventional gas stove. So lots of different heating ways and lots of, of nice things you can do as well to complete your outdoor kitchen and your outdoor room outside.
Great. I want to encourage our listeners again to come down to the Flame Connection at 2736 North Campbell. That's between Grant and Glenn. I want you to ask for Rob Wilson by name. Rob Wilson, the general manager, is going to tell you everything you need to know about outdoor kitchens and fireplaces. And right here, Rob Wilson, right here on the Menu Live, you are going to settle the long-time debate among grilling enthusiasts, and people are going to hear it from the source, from the oracle of wisdom himself. What is it, Rob Wilson, charcoal or gas for the optimal grilling experience?
Gas would still be the way I would go, because this is a great question I get a lot, and people come into the store and they ask me, Rob, I miss my charcoal grill. I miss the flavor of the charcoal I'm getting. And the first thing I say is, you do not miss the flavor of the charcoal. The flavor of the charcoal, if you're going to get flavor of that, is the black toxins that are still burning off. When you cook on your charcoal grill, you're not actually cooking until the charcoal gets white. And what happens is their drippings fall from your food, hit that briquette, the charcoal briquette, and then flavor back into the food. Well, a ceramic briquette and a lot of grills that we have also serve that same purpose. That briquette is basically flavorless, shaped just like a charcoal briquette, and it hits that, it soaks into it, then flavors back into the food just as well. So you're getting the same flavor. Well, the next question is, well, there's wood-flavored charcoal as well. Well, that's where your smoker box comes in handy the same way. So when you're cooking, you can not only cook with your charcoal or your briquette system in your gas grill, you can always turn your smoker box burner on as well and get some flavor from the smoke. So I say the answer would be a gas grill with a ceramic briquette system.
You have spoken to the masses, a great deal of wisdom, Rob Wilson from the Flame Connection. Go to flameconnection.com, www.flameconnection.com, or come in to see him at 2736 North Campbell. Happy Labor Day. I know you're going to be outside grilling. I'm going to, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Matt Russell.
The Danish wine sensation Svend Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, Svend Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svend Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svend Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svend Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svend Wine at BevMo or online at svendwine.com. That's www.svendwine.com. Svend Wine, think outside the bottle.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Mangate Square, of course. just west of the University of Arizona main gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Mangate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.mangatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Mangate Square.
Hello, Tucson. This is Melissa D'Arabian from $10 Dinners on the Food Network, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my friend Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt.
And welcome back to First Thursday here at Main Gate Square. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications on an absolutely beautiful Thursday afternoon. We are broadcasting live from Villa Thai Cuisine at 972 East University, which is between Park and Euclid, for the First Thursday Art Walk. And what an amazing experience this is. We've got beer and wine tastings. We've got live entertainment. We've got art on display for display and for purchase. And I tell you what, not one drop of rain has come on this party. This is just a beautiful night here at Main Gate, and all the buzz is around and wild and crazy, and everybody's having a wonderful time. Virtually activities for every single walk of life and every age. So come on down on your way home from work to Main Gate Square. We're upstairs here at Villa Thai Cuisine at 972 East University, and I tell you what, this is an honor, because this is my favorite part of the show, because I get the chance to engage in conversation for our listening the public out there, some of the people, some of the culinary characters in this community that make Tucson what it is. And when you take a walk around Main Gate Square, you can't help but meet person after person after person with life stories and life experiences that come alive in such a beautiful way here in Main Gate Square. So please come on down and visit with us this afternoon. Things are going to be hopping until just about 8 o'clock, so you don't want to miss it. I am here with the lovely, the absolutely adorable, the incredible Vila Gerald is in the house from Villa Thai Cuisine. Vila, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thank you, Matt.
So here we are. We're enjoying a nice glass of wine. We're taking a look at all of the things that are happening and all the buzz and people milling around and wondering what to do next. And it seems to me that the center attraction here seems to be this wonderful restaurant that you call your own. Talk to us a little bit about Villa Thai Cuisine.
My restaurant?
Yes.
Okay. Well, where do you want me to start?
I'd like you to talk a little bit about, so you've been here in Tucson for about 4 years.
4 years.
Okay, you were up in the Pacific Northwest. I understand you were from the Seattle area, Washington.
Seattle-like for 26 years.
For 26 years. Yep. And you woke up one morning and you thought, I want to move to Tucson, Arizona and open a Thai restaurant. Was it that simple?
It was almost that simple. I woke up one morning and had some bad news from the health department. Well, my doctor.
Yes.
And a dear friend was living in Tucson at the time and said that, Vila, come and visit me here. Mm. A very, very dear friend who is also very much into the arts community, whom I know for a very, very long time. So I've been actually wanting to move to Arizona. Scottsdale was actually my first choice to open a restaurant, but Tucson was more conducive to my health and my lifestyle.
Indeed.
So end up coming to visit him here, and then the next minute there was a space available here on Main Gate, and for what we want to do, we thought this was a great project and try to test it out. And I think it's working. It's 4 years later and we're still here.
Congratulations. And there's people all across the courtyard here who are here to have some great food, some great wine. They're having a chance to sample some things off your menu and have a wonderful dinner here. So we have a story in common. I first came to Tucson for health reasons. A doctor looked at my mother. I was a childhood asthmatic, and in the emergency room of the hospital said, I don't think that here in the Washington, D.C. area, your son is going to be able able to breathe for much longer. So we heard about all those sort of square states out west. We opened up a map of Arizona. We closed our eyes and our finger landed on Tucson. And 3 weeks later, I'm stepping off a plane at the airport, and it really changed my life.
Yeah.
But you've helped to change other people's lives here in Tucson, because not only are you providing a wonderful place for them to come and enjoy, and let me just say the operative word here, Vila, is authentic Thai cuisine. Many people have tried it. Few have mastered it. But you also are a central component of the arts and cultural community down here. How have you been able to marry the two here in such a meaningful way between your passion for food and your passion for the arts?
Well, twofold. The first Thursday Art Walk is actually an idea and a concept that had happened in Seattle that was very progressive over there. That's what we do first Thursday of each month. You go a block and everybody puts out art, food. It's a community event, and that was one of the things that I wanted to do here. Now, you know, owning a restaurant, you're very busy, so it's hard to get out. So for selfish reasons, I started the first Thursday Art Walk here so that I can be connected with all these fabulous artists here in Tucson. And what a great way to get to know them, because instead of me going to track them down, now they're coming over here, so less time for me. So for purely selfish reasons, I started the first Thursday Art Walk here.
Well, I'm grateful for your selfishness, and I know all of Southern Arizona is, not just folks around Main Gate. But so you come down to Main Gate, and you have works of art virtually at every retail and restaurant and salon and boutique down here on display, give people a chance to actually purchase the works of art, and even tonight, meet these folks. I mean, we had two artists here on the show in the first half hour talking about their personal approaches, and to actually have the opportunity to engage with these artists in a very personal way and be able to take something home tonight that represents their style is truly wonderful. So talk to us a little bit about Thai food, because I know there's a lot of folks that say, okay, Asian is Asian,
right,
and there's Pan-Asian, and there's Chinese, and there's
right,
Japanese, and there's Vietnamese, but Thai, there's something about Thai food that has this wondrous quality, this unique element that you just can't find in anything else. What is it about Thai food that makes it so special?
Well, first I'm going to give you a little bit of history, Thai history. Here in Tucson, there is a misconception of Asian cuisine being all grouped together. And my colleague, Neil, for example, one of them, he's a Malaysian restaurant. We both get grouped into commonly Chinese. The history is that Thailand has never been monopolized or colonized by any European countries. We are kind of like the Swiss of Southeast Asia, the Switzerland of Southeast Asia.
Right.
So a lot of warring countryside migrate to Thailand and bring their own cuisine and fuse with our cuisine. So Thailand has our own uniqueness because we are able to take what is introduced to our culture and then make it our own. For example, a noodle dish called, in the Malaysia, it's called the laksa. In our country, it's called kapun. And we make it very, very similar, but lighter with the using less coconut milk.
Mm.
And spice scale.
Right.
They use samba spice, and that's common, but very, very similar in terms of cultural integration. So you look at Thailand, a size of California, Bangkok alone has 8 billion in population. That's
My
audited.
Goodness.
It's actually 16 million. It's audited as 8 million, but it's 16 unaudited. So you got this crazy madness of hustle of people from every part of you know, the Asian world, and also Australia, New Zealand, expats coming over to live there because it's such a neutralized country, though a monarch, but it's such a neutralized country to
sure,
live, do business, retired. You hear all these stories with, you know, the navies, the militaries, after world traveling, they go and retire there. But back to the food, it is very, very common to use the spice, which was introduced through Portugal to India, and then Indian through us.
I
the
see.
Noodles introduced to Marco Polo and then to us. So everything is all, and then avocado from Spain to us.
Mm.
So as being a neutral country, adopting all these different cultures, it really gave us a sense of cuisine identity that is uniquely Thai, and that is the fusion of all these other culture around us.
Beautiful.
You know, Vietnamese influence, Indians influence, Chinese influence. And this is very typical too, because I get asked a lot, are you Thai? And because I don't look Thai, and there is no such thing as a typical Thai, because Thai people, Thailand is a melting pot, unless you're from the country, which is the northern part of Thai, which is Chiang Mai, with the Hmong and the Mien people. They are more tribal, darker skin. Their cuisine is a little bit different. I'm a city girl, Bangkok, so a little bit more cosmopolitan, more mixed. So little things like that, so it's a huge difference. When you look at Thailand as a country the size of California, and you look at the map, the fusion of cuisine from north, south, east, and west, we learn how to utilize all the different influences and make it our own family recipe.
And you do it in a way, I think, that you suggested, that provides people an authentic representation of what nutrition really is all about. And I know that nutrition and wellness is near and dear to your own heart.
It is.
And you really want to be able to share that value with people that come into your restaurant. Talk to us a little bit about what is it about Thai food and Thai preparation that actually is, when you look at it from a scientific place, is really good for you.
Yeah, I'm actually really glad you asked that question, because we have a group of students from the U of A, from the nutrition department, that is in my restaurant eating right now. The big thing is that we believe our philosophy is that you are what you eat. We really, really believe in that. You are what you eat. Whether people understand what you eat, what you pay for, you are what you eat. What I get is that people will eat at fast food because it's fast and convenient.
Right.
They don't realize is that maybe the effect is not today, but 4 or 5 years, 10 years down the road,
absolutely,
you're going to pay for it with your health. So it doesn't matter. You're going to pay for it long-term or short-term. So eating is a lifestyle, and eating healthy food is an adapting a new lifestyle.
Beautiful.
So our food is something that requires mature palate, maybe somebody that really understands and wants somebody that's adventurous and would like to try new things. And that takes courage to try new things, because, I mean, our curries are pretty strong. And if you have a bland palate and is used to bland food, it's really hard to manipulate your palate and get used to things like that. So it takes a couple of tries to learn to like it. But once you try it, you're eating fresh organic mixed greens wrapped with rice paper. That's our signature summer roll, rice paper wrap.
And I see it being consumed.
Jane is actually eating it right now.
Not 10 feet away from the remote here. This is
right.
Wonderful.
And, you know, my colleagues will tell me that why are you doing things this way? Because you're not going to make profit selling premium products. And they may be right, but my point is that I will not serve what I don't eat. And I do these things because I only eat organic mixed greens, and I only put fresh herbs into my rolls. And so I live that, because obviously with my own experience with health. So that's my biggest thing on that. So for me and our customers is that when they come here, our food is different in that we only use great product.
Right.
And you go to many other Asian restaurants, it's harder to find greater products because they're not used to that. And I'm not, it's a little bit different.
Sure.
Because they're coming from a different background. So I don't want to misinterpret and say that, you know, that's not the way it is. That's the way we do it, the Vila way.
And let's talk the Vila way right here on the Menu Live. Well, I tell you what, I'm a huge fan of Thai food, and I'm a huge fan of Vila Gero. Now, you might sort of smirk at me when I tell you that I'm a Pad Thai guy, because
that's
you
okay.
probably think that's sort of the pedestrian, sort of typical dish. It's anything but typical here at Vila Thai Cuisine. So I love your pad thai, and when they ask me in terms of spice level, you've got this 1 to 5 scale.
Correct.
Now, let's have a disclaimer here, because I'm a 5 guy, and I always shoot for the moon. And I tell you what came out to my table, it was one of the most incredible experiences I've had. So you do pad thai unlike anyone else does. But what is something on the menu that you, when you want to give somebody one example that really is a manifestation of the Thai history and culture and intention, what on your menu would you suggest someone who's never had Thai food before?
Back to the pad thai, though. I do want to talk about the pad thai, because the pad thai is a litmus test for great Thai cuisine. So that is the first thing that you would want to order if you are a new Thai eater.
Great.
The Pad Thai, because it teaches you and you can, your experience with Pad Thai will translate to your other experiences in our, with our dishes. The next dish would be the curries. Curry,
yes,
is pretty much our, you know, after the curry, you have the red, the green, the pineapple curry. Those curries are fabulous, and they're different from the Indian curries, that our curries are lighter. Mm. And then after the curry is the traditional soup, which is like the tom kha and the tom yum,
yes,
which is made with, again, the tom yum is lime juice and galanga roots. These things are, have medicinal values to the food. For example, the galanga roots help reduce anxiety if you chew on it. And in our culture, when a woman is pregnant, she's actually recommended to either drink galanga tea or chew on the galanga root, because it reduces anxiety, so she's not as stressed out.
So, and these are, and these are medicinal therapies, my guess is, that have been used for thousands of years.
Tribal people have used them forever and ever and ever. I mean, it's just one of those things that it's a practice in our modern world that is not common anymore, because we've deviated from naturopathic medicine into the current of what it is today.
So if you're a little stressed out and you're feeling a little anxious on your way home, you're going to come by here to Main Gate Square and go to Vila Thai Cuisine and have something with galanga root. I'm sure you can ask for it by name.
Yeah, which is the tom kha soup.
The tom kha soup.
Matt, I told our students all the time, we call it the Kira soup. It's the hangover soup.
Now I see the students'
the
ears are perking
soup.
Up here at Main Gate Square. That's wonderful news. Now, you've got more than just a wonderful menu, but this really is a great bar atmosphere as well with your wine tastings. Now, you have a full bar menu here at Vila Thai?
A little, not yet. We're our place is not equipped to accommodate the full bar yet, but I have some signature drinks that I make for... I named after the people that I loved and adore, and most of these are great clients. And some of the drinks that I make are my personal favorites, like the lychee teeny.
I was looking right at the lychee Vila special. It's so yummy, you will be hooked, it says. They're lining up now at Vila Thai.
The lychee teeny, it's hard to get fresh lychee fruit, and let alone lychee juice, and then also the lychee liqueur and the vodka. Vodkas are not hard to get, but all the other ingredients are. So I try to make things that I like to drink. And so I'm actually really excited, because I'm going to be leaving to go to Thailand soon, and I'm hoping to come back with some other concoctions. You asked me about my passion earlier, and I have three passion. That's, you know, food, wine, and chocolate, and, well, maybe four with art. But coming up with all these wonderful ingredients for my drinks is a lot of fun. I actually thoroughly enjoy making the drinks for our clients. So I can't wait to get a full bar.
Great. Well, we're going to be looking forward to your return to Tucson, bringing back some more wisdom from Thailand that we can all benefit from. Before we read this week's trivia question and ask all of our callers to get their dialing fingers on, because we've got $30 gift card from Vila Thai Cuisine, a place you do not want to miss. Tell us exactly what your hours of operation are and exactly where people can find you.
We are open daily, Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock till closing. Closing time is indicative of how late our customer stays. So 11 o'clock, then we stay open, and then if it's past 9, 10, just depending on how late our customer comes. And then the weekends, we're opening dinner only. And Sundays are private parties and private events.
Okay, and your telephone number where people can call?
It is 520-393-3489. That's our phone number.
Great.
And we also have a beautiful website, so go take a look at our website too. And it's vilathai.com, and that's 1L, V-I-L-A-T-H-A-I.com. And lots of events are posted online. Our menu is online, so.
Great. Well, people are going to be flocking to the site to take a look at exactly what it is that we're doing out here that's creating such a stir here on Main Gate Square. So the trivia question is, Vila Gerald from Vila Thai, get ready, because the number to call is 529-3508, 529-3508, to win a wonderful chance to come down here to Vila Thai and have a chance to eat a wonderful lunch or a wonderful dinner. So the question is, what was Thailand called
before it became Thailand in 1952. I see people here shouting out the answers here, but it's only for our callers again. What was Thailand called before it became Thailand in 1952? If you think you know the answer, call 529-3508. Have a stab, and we will you will be a guest of Vila Gerald at Vila Thai Cuisine. So 529-3508, give a call, and we will be right back.
The Danish wine sensation Svin Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svin Wine. Relying on European technology, Svin Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svin Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svin Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svin Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svin Wine at BevMo or online at SvinWine.com. That's www.SvinWine.com. Svin Wine. Think outside the bottle.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Mangate Square's the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell from Russell Public Communications here at the first Thursday Art Walk down at Main Gate Square. We are here with Vila Gerald from Vila Thai Cuisine at 972 East University. So the question on the table is, what was Thailand called before it became Thailand in 1952? And we have Arvind on line one. Arvind, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi. I think it was called Siam, the Kingdom of Siam.
Oh, my goodness.
That's too easy.
So congratulations. That is an... have you been to Thailand, Arvind?
I have been to Bangkok, and I saw the Yul Brynner movies on Thailand, so I am sort of aware of that.
And more importantly, have you been to Vila Thai Cuisine?
No, I plan to come there as soon as possible.
Wonderful. 972 East University. I want to thank you for listening to On the Menu Live, and thank you for calling in.
My
regrets to John and Fred, who are on the line, but we will have you call back and try your luck again next week. And Arvind, stay on the line, because Mark is going to get all your information so we can get those gift cards to you right away.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again for listening. So, wow, a first time caller giving the answer on number one. So Siam is the answer.
Yeah.
It was called Siam until 1952. Speaking of Thailand, Vila Gerald, you were going to be going to Thailand, and we just have about another minute left in the show, but tell us what you're going to be doing over there.
Well, this is second year in a row. Our restaurant has been selected by the Thai tourism culinary community, so it is a paid-for trip. To go over there and do all the culinary tour from Chiang Mai all the way to Bangkok, well, starting back and forth, but pretty much a tour of what the latest thing is, what's going on as far as the culinary community is concerned, and it's hosted by the Thai embassy and the Queen herself. So it's very, very exciting, and it's an honor for us
and for the culinary community to be a part of that. So we look forward to having you back on the show to tell us about your experiences.
Absolutely.
Again, we're closing out here at Main Gate Square on The Menu Live. Our thanks to Gonzalo Espinosa and Bill Deaver, and of course to the lovely Vila Gerald and all of our friends at Main Gate Square.
Yay.
Remember, we'll see you next Thursday at 5 on The Menu Live. Have a great weekend.
KJLL, South Tucson.
Firefighters have been killed, and Sheriff's Department spokesman Steve Whitmore says that triggers a homicide investigation.
We believe that this is arson, and because of that fact, the LA County Sheriff's Department homicide now is looking at the tragic deaths of those two firefighters as a criminal homicide.
The fire is 38% contained. The number of homes destroyed stands at 64. The war has dragged on for 8 years, but Defense Secretary Robert Gates says we can't quit now.
I absolutely do not think it is time to get out of Afghanistan.
At a Pentagon news conference today, Gates said it's not surprising that Americans are tired of the war, but the Obama administration's new strategy is only now beginning to take hold. Part of the strategy is to win the hearts and minds of the Afghan people by building schools, roads, and bridges. But some of the aid...